KVOE, live and local, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, presents the On Air Chat. Now, here are your hosts, Steve Souter and Aaron Harder.
Beautiful Wednesday morning to all. Welcome to the On Air Chat. We're brought to you by CB Financial. Craig Barnwell feels the income is the outcome that matters most in retirement. Call 620-208-6777 for a free consultation. And Bruce Davis Construction for commercial dirt work, demolition, dirt hauling, and more. Call Bruce Davis Construction, 620-342-5001. Good morning, Steve Souter.
Aaron, good morning. The only thing I will say, it was a great morning to come to work with the top down.
I bet it was.
Yeah, this is definitely convertible weather, and we got a guy to talk about cars and convertibles and stuff like that as our guest. Good morning, Trey Summers.
Good morning, Steve. Good morning, Aaron. How are you guys?
We're doing fine.
You'll get a kick out of I sent a text to Chuck and Ron, as I do on Wednesday mornings about 6:30 or so, to tell them who's going to be on the chat. And I said, Chris Summers. And I don't know where it came from. Chuck immediately, he says, don't you mean Trey? And I said, of course. So
there is a Chris Summers, though.
There is a Chris.
You know him well.
Yes, my younger brother.
Younger brother lives in Telluride,
lives in Telluride, yeah. Yeah.
Well, that kind of is a good segue into where I want to start with Trey Summers. Of course, the owner, proprietor, whatever you want to call it, of the Summers Auto Sales.
Mm-hmm. Summers Auto Plaza, yeah.
Summers Auto Plaza, okay. Get that right. Don't be afraid to correct me.
No, that's all right. You know, we get sales a lot, and there was a Summers Auto Sales before, owned by Richard and Brian Summers, and that's the reason I correct that, because that's common misconception. Same name, same spelled the same, different family.
Speaking of family is another good segue. I told you I want to talk about legacy. I'm familiar with having a legacy to try to live up to. But I got to thinking, yours is multiplied. I mean, your granddad was your great-granddad. I mean, they founded the bank, right?
Yeah.
Emporia State Bank. Your granddad, Charles Wayman, and grandmother, Elva Lee. Elva Lee was capable of holding her own, and Charles was a strong, silent type.
Oh, yes.
And he passed things on to Jim, your uncle, and he was kind of a snapshot of his.
He was, yeah. Apple didn't fall far from the tree there. Yeah, they.
But what I want you to talk about is your mom and dad, and I want you to start talking about Stan Summers. You know, I was thinking, riding the elevator up here and thinking about talking about this. I don't remember. Has it been gone 20 years?
It was actually 11.
Just 11?
Yeah, he passed away in 12.
Well, what a strong personality. Talk about him and your mom.
He was.
I go a long ways back with your mom, but your legacies, you got some work to do.
You know, I that's a lofty goal. I don't know that they set the bar really, really high there. But, yeah, my father, born and raised in Olathe, Kansas, he came here to go to college right, I don't know if it was before or after Vietnam. He was drafted. Anyway, he was the golden boy in high school. He was the quarterback. And never once did he ever brag about any of his accomplishments growing up. The only way I knew about them is meeting his friends that had gone to school with him and moved down here. And he was very, very stern. He had set goals and expected things to be done a certain way, and set the bar high and expected both my brother and I to accomplish them.
And I think both of you have done a pretty good job of that.
Well, we hope we're making him proud. We hope we're making him proud. We're trying really hard.
And then there's your mom.
And then there's KW. Yes, yeah, she's definitely she keeps setting the bar higher and higher every day. She's really done so many things, not only for my brother and myself, teaching us how to be better individuals and people, but also how to be better for the community. I was lucky enough, fortunate enough to work with her at International Tours for a number of years, and I was able to learn a lot of things from her, but on the business side. For many years after we left the house, she would get us together, and I know she's told these stories before, but she would get both my brother and I together at different times for luncheons. And it would be once a month usually. And she would call and say, it's time for an LIL lunch. She said, when we left the house, she wasn't done educating us. She said, we left half-baked. So these LIL lunch stood for lessons in life. So we would sit down for lunch and she would catch up with us. And then she would pass on some more of her wisdom and things that she thought we should know and how things that she thought we might need to take on or change or...
Can I come to the next one with you?
Absolutely.
Well, of course, Karen, when she left international tours and came to work at the bank, she took the job to try to replace a legend in Carolyn Davis.
Yes.
And I will say something and then let you comment. But what I think is cool is that Karen didn't try to replace Carolyn. Karen made her own way, and she took the best of what Carolyn had done. But now we're done with it now because she's out of the way, completely retired, although we still hear her about once a month, it seems like.
Oh, yes.
But what a nice job she did. And, of course, we were talking earlier, Karen and I were in the same class in high school, so I'm going to take some credit. I challenged her at least.
Well,
I certainly won't claim I took her down.
And I'm sure she's listening, so that's fantastic. I can't wait to hear some of those stories. I'm sure she'll have some more stories for me. But, yeah, she and I remember her speaking early on about all the things that Carolyn was doing or had done for the bank and how whether or not to continue. And basically she had said, you know, she said, Trey, that times are changing all the time. And if you don't continue to change with the times, you will get left behind. So as things change, things evolve, so does everybody else. And that's how the bank's going to continue to roll. And that's how she took the marketing department and ran with it that way. That's why after a certain amount of time, they changed the face of the bank. They changed the name of the bank. They went in and changed the inside of the bank. They changed the way the bank worked with the public for the public. Making it easy online banking, and I don't know enough about it to even speak about it, but they made it easier for all of us to do what we need to do when it comes to our financial responsibilities.
And they expanded the bank, picking up.
And they have expanded the bank.
In Manhattan.
Yes, yes.
So did you ever work at the bank?
Just a brief time. When I was younger, I was down in the basement shredding papers for a while. And I decided that that's really not what I wanted to do. So I moved on and tried other things. I was too impatient to sit there and shred. And I was, I just wanted something a little bit more faster pace at the time. Now the bank has completely changed. The environment and everything there is actually very awesome now. I would love to be a part of it now. But unfortunately I've chose a different path and, that's probably not in my scope.
There's one more member of your family I want to mention.
Okay.
And that's your Uncle Billy.
Uncle Bill.
Because he's an icon.
He is.
He is a guy that has some challenges in life, but makes the absolute best out of it. I see him when I come out of Rotary on Tuesdays, almost every Tuesday, sitting waiting on LCAT. And what a guy.
You know, Bill's never met a stranger. He's been one that I've also looked up to. Doesn't matter his mood, what's going on around him, whether he's frustrated or whatever. He always has a smile on his face, and he'll always ask you how you're doing, what's going on, and always make you feel important.
He's got a certain question he asks me. He's Don Hill's behind me. He'll ask him a different question.
Oh, yeah.
But Bill Wayman is a special guy.
Yeah.
With all that said, let's talk about your career, what you've done, and how you ended up at Summers Auto Plaza.
Okay. Well, let's just take off from the travel agency. Spent 10, 11 years there.
That was pretty much out of high school?
No. Out of high school, went to college. In between that, I was I worked at Longbine Auto Plaza for a short bit, John Ford for a short bit. At that point, I thought, you know, I'm not sure that I'm cut out for that. Then I was doing Modine. I worked at Modine for 4 years while I was in and out of college. And then after I left there, I went in and I decided to drive a semi truck for 1 year. My parents were talking to me about coming to the agency and running a cruise division of that, and I decided to drive a truck for a year because I don't know if it scared me, intrigued me, or what, but for 1 year I went to school.
Were you associated with Redline?
I was. I'm actually getting there, but I'll speed this up.
You're fine. I drove
for Golden Eagle for 1 year, and literally coast to coast, and that was a huge education for me. Emporia, we're very, very sheltered to what the real life or what life is about outside of town and of Kansas, but it was a great experience. It taught me a lot of self-worth and self-confidence about going into different cities and planning your life and your trips and everything about it. After my 1 year stint with there, I did go into the travel agency, spent 10, 11 years. And the gentleman that got me into, or that I drove for, had been trying to recruit me back to run one of his trucking company. So at that time, I went ahead and moved back as a dispatcher and a broker, and worked for him for 3-4 years, and then I went on to broker at my home for about a year, and I had been friends with Kevin Nelson for many years, and he had reached out and said, hey, I have an opportunity. If you want to come, I'd like to have you on at Redline. So I worked at Redline there for a few years under Mike, and then was promoted up to operations manager for, I don't know, I was there for, I believe, 9 years.
You're going to leave all this out.
Yeah. and then there was Nick. Nick Nelson came in. He was he's Kevin's son. He was ready to take the reins, and so he took the reins, and I had to figure out what I was going to do when I grew up. So I had a couple options. I was looking at, do I start a hotshot business? What do I do? And that was really my intention, is to start just a small hotshot trucking business. I had also looked into the bank at one period. Hotshot is when you can use one-ton, two-ton, like a dually truck, something where you do not need a CDL. At that time, CDL drivers were being scrutinized very hard by the government because of sleep apnea. It was very hard to get and retain drivers because of the regulations the government was putting on them. They have since laxed, thank goodness, because they were starting to get a crunch on drivers.
Let me ask you a question about your driving career.
Yes.
You can back those things up?
I can back those things up.
How many trailers do you ever pull?
Two.
Is that scary?
You know, you don't back those up.
Yeah, I'm
but, you know, it is, it, you know, it, it is a little bit scarier, just because the back trailer does send to, it picks up any motion when, if you're not paying attention to your holding the steering wheel, it picks up the motion. So if you wiggle that steering wheel a little bit, you can start whipping that back trailer pretty quick.
Would have been a tough spring to be driving long haul around here, wouldn't it, with all the wind we've had?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Thank goodness I never had to pull doubles here in Kansas. It was all over on the East Coast, and it was a short stint, thank goodness.
See, this is why we want to start with this type of stuff, because we're learning stuff about you.
Well, I don't know if it's any good, but
that's great. Oh,
but yeah,
so go back to your.
Yes,
bio.
So I had found a place
that's
over
your
there.
Brief career in trucks.
That's my brief career. Yeah, we're going to jump. Yeah, about 20 years. We jumped. Jumping forward, we. My wife and I had sat around and talked about a bunch of different things. So we thought I was going to go into this hotshot thing. I'd spoke with Mason Delgado. He had that place at 1806 where we originally started, opened up our Summers Auto Plaza. Part of the deal is he had some vehicles on there, and we thought, well, I can start my hotshot business, run it in the morning, and there's some cars there. I'll just get my car dealership license, and I'll sell some cars in the afternoon. No big deal. And I'll sell them like I want to be sold. Straightforward, here it is. And
take it or leave it.
Take it, you know, yeah, we'll just be real and make it fun. Have music playing and just make it a fun environment. Because, you know, one thing I always that always frustrated me is cars is the second largest thing you buy. I mean, for most people, it's the second largest investment you make. And it should be fun. And for years, it raised my anxiety knowing that I was going to have to haggle, bicker, go back and forth and play the game just to buy a car. So I decided I was going to cut all that out and just say, here it is. Here's what I have in it. Let's just make a deal. I'll sell it fair. You buy it fair. Let's have fun and do business and move on. Yeah. So that's pretty much what we did. Yeah.
Drink a beer.
Yeah, right, right. And that's what we started. And to be real honest, we opened up the doors April 15th of 20. And that was the week, I believe, that they shut everything down. And I'm walking in going, boy, if I believed in omens, do I run? I'm not sure I'm making the right decision. But by this time, I was fully vested. So we went in full bore. We had already painted the place and got it all ready. And we went in. And honestly, we've been selling cars hand over fist so fast, I've never had the opportunity to even go after my hotshot business.
Well, let's get back to that after we take a break. But let me ask you before we go to break. I Googled used car dealers or used car sales, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I came up with over 15 listed. Now, I listed Longbine and Clem Boyer, and they're probably some of your stiffest competition. But what about competition just people doing similar to what you're doing, whether it's guy who, I mean, these guys are all listed. There were a bunch of them, like Santa Fe Motors. I don't know where Santa Fe Motors is. What's the competition level for you?
You know, I'm sure they're all my comp. I mean, they're all – the way I look at it, the more we have around, the better it is for all of us. Because if there's a lot of inventory around, people are going to come and they're going to look at all of us. Whoever makes them feel warm and fuzzy or feel good about themselves, as long as they feel comfortable and they're having fun with you, that's where they're going to buy. If they trust you and they know you're going to take care of them.
There's lots of inventory around.
I said when there is lots of inventory around.
Oh, when?
Yeah. When? Yes. People, that draws people in.
Okay.
And so I don't look at people as my competition. I just look at them as my constituents. We're all here to do the same thing.
Trey Summers is our guest here on the chat this morning as we talk about what do we call them, pre-owned cars? Is that the
premium pre-owned vehicles, yes.
Premium pre-owned vehicles. Summers Auto Plaza. This is what is this?
On air chat.
Morning quarterback, is it? It's
on air chat.
We call it whatever you want, Steve.
Yeah, unfortunately.
It's the premium on air chat.
The interesting on air chat this morning. Bruce Davis Construction and CB Financial are our sponsors. I get that one right.
You did.
Sean's in there on the board. Aaron and I are hosting. And we'll take a break. Emporia, our KVOE Emporia, we're live and local.
Hi, Craig Barnwell with CB Financial. I've been in retirement and wealth planning for over 25 years. I can help you get the most sustainable income out of your Social Security, your 401ks, your IRAs, and your brokerage account. When you know what's coming in this month, next month, and every month, you'll be able to enjoy retirement to the fullest. Give me a call to set up a free, no-obligation visit. Retire happy, retire with CB Financial. You can reach us at 620-208-6777.
Warmer weather means it's time to tackle those spring and summer construction projects. When you need commercial dirt work, from demolition to prepare for a building site or parking lot to dirt work and hauling, Bruce Davis will give you a quality job. Bruce Davis Construction is proud to be involved in recent construction jobs, including the addition at Emporia High School, Emporia Travel Plaza, Glendoe, and the David Trailer Zoo. Call Bruce Davis Construction at 620-342-5001. The world's premier gravel race, Unbound Gravel, is headed your way June 3rd in Emporia. Make sure to attend the festivities in downtown Emporia that Saturday. KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local.
KVOE, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, and time now for a look at headlines. Being brought to you by IPC, the Insurance Planning Center, an AcroSure agency partner at 529 Commercial Street, Suite 5, for all your commercial, business, and group health insurance needs. From the 24-hour KVOE newsroom and a look at all the latest local headlines, here is Chuck Samples.
Thanks, Sean. Good morning, everybody. Emporia Police, Emporia Fire, Emporia EMS responding to the 1700 block of South Weaver for a reported electrocution. Further details on this are pending. We'll keep you posted here on KVOE and KVOE.com here today. Emporia Police still looking for a missing woman, Teresa Book, age 67, who was last reported seen Saturday in Southeast Emporia, reported missing on Monday. Further details at KVOE.com. And a week after the Emporia Animal Shelter took in nearly 20 pets as part of the latest emergency intake process, the 14 cats and three dogs may be ready for adoption soon. KVOE forecast from the TV 13 weather team. Sunny with a chance of showers and storms late today with a high of about 84. Chance of showers and storms ends by mid-evening with a low of 60. Better chance of shower and thunderstorm activity tomorrow in 82. Dry Friday and Saturday with highs in the low 80s. From the 24-hour KVOE newsroom, I'm Chuck Samples.
Thank you, Chuck. Currently, we do have a light east breeze, sunny skies, 76 degrees. At KVOE, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, all the information you need, live and local. Headlines are brought to you this hour by IPC, the Insurance Planning Center, an AcroSure agency partner at 529 Commercial, Suite 5, and also in Eureka and Wichita.
Hi, welcome back to the on-air chat. Trey Summers is our guest, and we've kind of got him into Summers Auto Plaza. I want to talk about, I'm trying to look at my notes now, because we talked about competition, didn't we?
Well, you did.
So, you were about to talk about COVID. That's probably, you know, and COVID started together, huh?
We did. We did start together. Yeah, I was saying that we did open on April the 15th of 20. We have been fortunate or blessed enough to continue or just stay up with the used car market. And we've been very blessed to have a lot of great friends and customers that have visited us and bought from us. And we've moved from 1806 West 6th Avenue. We started, we were going through cars so fast, I was having to buy double my lot and keep it at another location, so we had to expand. And I also had a mechanic at another location, so it just became not real cost effective.
So you were able to put it all together?
So we were able to put it all together. Met with Scott Strom, ended up buying 2026 West 6th Avenue in February of last year. Had the guys go in and completely gut it, and we were able to move in June 1st. But, yeah, we've
– So what do you do there? Tell us about
all right. Yeah, absolutely. Let's go into that. We went in and we added – we removed all the floors, all the walls, lighting. We removed the floors. There was some tiles and stuff. We got in a tile remover, and then after we removed all the tile – throughout, then we went in with a grinder and grinded the concrete and leveled everything out all the way around throughout the north side in the shop. Then we went in and we epoxied the showroom, the shop floor. We added three offices, a conference room, an ADA bathroom, a break room that's attached onto the kitchen for the employees. And we expanded the and put in a full employee bathroom. Before it was just a single holer. It was pretty small.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It was just a toilet only. Very non-conducive with a shop sink in the shop. So we added a full bathroom for those guys. Then we knocked out four walls and added exterior walls, added windows, an elephant door, a drive-through door. Then we added two more glass commercial doors to the exterior of the building. And obviously, we painted it. We've repaired the roof. We end up replacing the HVAC system on the top. We put a 12-ton HVAC unit on top, efficiency. When we went in, after they installed it, we realized that there's only a couple rooms that were plumbed. So we end up plumbing the entire facility. Then we replaced all the roll-up doors, all the hardware with R19s, which are just heavy insulated doors. So it'll keep the temperature stable
inside the building. One of the biggest complaints I had heard from previous employees that worked there was that the temperature in the summer was always hotter than heck in the summer and colder and I'll get out in the winter. Well, we are partially cooled back in the shop, and we do have radiant heaters, so we are temperature controlled. And with these new insulated doors, now it contains and keeps that. What's really neat with the radiant heat in the wintertime, we can have the doors up and down whenever we remove vehicles, and it doesn't suck air out. What it does, it heats the floor, the cars, all the lifts, all the inanimate objects, and it heats those at the temperature that we have it set. So once that door goes down, that heat is still radiating off of everything. So we went away from the old Modine-style air heaters, because once those doors opened, you're robbed of all. Yeah, it's gone. And this was a lot more cost-effective. It was very, very energy efficient. We'd done a lot of research, and we decided to put this throughout the shop. We had also added, what else did we do? We added all new air and electrical. We had the electrical all redone throughout the shop. And we added four car lifts in the back. We added LED, four-post LED laser lid alignment machine, tire machines, bulk oils, AC, I mean, all the shop stuff. Go ahead, Steve.
No.
Oh, okay. We went in and cleaned out the north side of – we have a roughly a 30 by 100 overhang on the north side where we stage our customer cars that are coming in, so that in the wintertime – or in – we do it all the time, but if there's an bad weather, rain, snow, whatever, the cars come in and they're clean. And we do keep our shop very clean. When we went in and put epoxy down, I learned a long time when I worked for Jerry there at Modine. There's a place for everything, and everything should be in its place. And I found out the older I get, the guys call me OC sometimes, but I never thought I would be. But I think that if you come into a clean area and your area is not cluttered, you're going to come in with a great mindset and a willingness to work, and you'll do better for both my customers and myself.
You said you're selling a lot of cars, but what are you selling besides automobiles? It sounds like you built four extra bays to make you doing something with those.
We have opened a full shop to the public. We're super excited about this. We opened it up last August. We've been kind of quietly, it's been kind of on the DL. We've wanted to make sure that we were running. It was a smooth, well-oiled machine. Everything was working as perfect before we really started to promote it. We're excited about our system. We run on a system that is online, so whenever anybody makes, whether they call and make an appointment, you can make an appointment on our website at summersautoplaza.com. We have QRs that you can scan, and you'll get an immediate response whether you prefer email or text that your appointment's been made. The night before your appointment comes up, you'll get a quick reminder saying, hey, just reminders, everything's still good. Works. Your appointment's tomorrow at whatever time to accept or decline. If you had something come up, you can do that, and it automatically updates our system. And then once you drop off your vehicle, it goes into the shop. You'll get a quick text saying vehicle is started. And then once it is done, it goes out. It'll say finish, ready to be picked up. So we have what we call a real-time service shop. So you know in real time when your car's in, when your car's out. And we're really hoping that it will benefit a lot of our commercial customers so that they can continue to book or schedule their commercial trucks, vans, whatever, and they're not having to wait all day or all morning or figure out when that truck or vehicle is going to be ready to go again. They'll know exactly when they can
get it.
Sounds
like you're doing it on a smart build too, making sure you can handle it before you grow up.
That's correct. Is honestly, Steve, when I had this visions of grandeur and we're going to be able to do this and that, and it was a huge learning curve. And we've had a lot of people in helping us, giving us advice, and we've finally, I think, have a great culture there. We have a great system. It's now running very smoothly, and I wanted to make sure that nobody was going to get caught up in our beta test. other than some our onesie twosies that that wasn't going to cause any kind of emotional distress.
Known people, huh?
Yes, yes, and a lot of and we used a lot of our vehicles to practice and to make sure the system was working right.
With COVID and people having trouble buying new cars, and I suppose the number of percentage of people that are driving a car they didn't think they'd be driving a year ago or something like that.
That's a great point. You know, I was reading the New York Times the other day, and well, they were
talking. What a name dropper.
I know. Well, I'm giving credit where credit is due.
He's doing the work.
Yeah, I'm doing it. And they were saying that S&P did an average that the average vehicle on the road is out there right now, has been out there for people that came out 12 and a half years. And that was up in the 1st of May they did that that study. They say now engines are running longer, bodies aren't rusting as quickly, components are lasting longer.
Well,
and now that the repair versus buying new equation has reversed. I mean, it's now smarter to fix a vehicle than it is to go out and purchase a vehicle.
Well, and the price of fairly new pre-owned cars is just crazy. Leasing our car. When it came time to turn it in, we'd have been making a lot of money for a dealer if we let them have it.
Yeah, yeah, and that's what people are doing. People that were on leases are now purchasing their vehicles because they are money heavy. They have that guarantee that they made 2-3 years ago, and they are they're very smart to hold on to that price because now it's to go buy a vehicle now. S&P did another study that a monthly car payment now rose in 23 to an average of $736 a month for people who are doing payments to 2 years before $585 a month. That's on new vehicles.
So it's gone up.
It has gone up basically $150.
Well, yeah, because we hear stories all the time of people going in and the price on the sticker is $40,000 and they have to pay $45,000 to buy the car if they want it because it's an option for new cars.
Oh, yeah. I was looking at new trucks when I got in the business. I thought, well, I'm going to need a vehicle to tow something. And I was pricing out trucks. They're in the $70,000 range. I priced out a 23, I don't know if it was 23 or 24 truck, three-quarter ton. A new truck. And, of course, I put some bells and whistles on it. It priced out over $106,000
from $70,000,
and I thought, you know, I remember us buying semi trucks at that price. So, unless this thing's making money, I probably don't need it.
And all of a sudden, your old vehicle.
And I thought, you know what, this one is just fine. Absolutely, it was crazy.
So this economy's playing right into your.
Well, I don't know if it's playing into and you know, right now we have, and I'm sure people have noticed our lot has, our inventory has shrunk. And I've done that not really on purpose, but on purpose because the prices in February did start to escalate again. They dropped the last quarter.
Prices after
of vehicles. You know, we knew pre-owned vehicles. We knew that COVID, the pandemic, had a 35 to 40% hike on prices, and we knew it was going to come down. We, as in dealers, hoping that it was going to be a nice, easy slide. Well, in November, it fell off the shelf. And so we have taken our lumps and our knocks. And in February, these prices started to hike again. And I call it the fake tax hike. You know, we all get our taxes back. Everybody's out there. And I say everybody, the big box dealerships in the big cities are buying and spending an enormous amounts of money for these vehicles, and they're paying almost retail prices at wholesale auctions. So I cannot, in good conscience, purchase vehicles, bring it back to Emporia, Kansas, and sell it to my customers and friends and ask more than what the retail price is. I can't look at you in the eyes and say, yeah, I know this thing's worth $15,000 or $20,000, but I'm going to need $23,000. So I just haven't done it. So I'm waiting for the prices to slide, and I'm hoping here in June they do that. So other than my customers that are in need, that are having me out there search for vehicles that are wanting it right now, I do a lot of liaison buying for people that are wanting particular things, and I love doing that. But once the prices come under control where I can sleep at night and I can put a fair price, a fair vehicle out there and have it up to our standards, then my lot will fill back up.
all the national news about debt, about the debt limit and all that kind of stuff. Does that concern you? Or
you know, it does. But, you know, Steve, I allow myself to watch national news once a week for one reason. You know, at one point I let myself go down that rabbit hole and it was very depressing. And I realized that me worrying about it on a day-to-day basis wasn't going to change our economy. Now, I'm always cognizant of what's happening. However, I try to forecast. I mean, I don't have that crystal ball. I wish I had. But I am trying to forecast the best I can and put Summers Auto Plaza in the best position that's going to be best for Emporians and our customers. And that's really the best what I'm trying to do. I'm looking at – I read another article how the new car – we were talking earlier about the new car prices, the frenzy, begin to ease, like I said, last quarter. And that's because the new car dealers were having cars come off the assembly lines. Well, the supply has risen gradually. However, the automakers haven't lowered the prices, which we talked about a minute ago. And that's because these new auto owners are not speeding. They're not up to the same speed they were putting them out before. They're pushing their production targets out. We also got to remember they still have fields of all these vehicles they made back in 20 that they're trying to figure out whether they're going to crush, what they're going to do, because quite frankly, there's, I'm sure, a ton of money that they're trying to figure out how they're going to get out of that.
Sure.
So that's why I think prices are still staying high. And I think the feds are, that's why they're raising the interest rates. They're trying to slow demand. They're trying to, and that includes cars. They're trying to cool the price increases. And during this price adjustment, it's making it tougher for all of us to afford vehicles, to afford milk, eggs,
homes.
You name it. Homes, yeah.
We need to get a break in. Trey Summers is our guest. I'll give you a question you can answer when we – Brady, I talked with Brady, my son, who's in the car business, gave me some things to ask, and one of them was said when he was in high school, a kid's car, buying a first car for a kid was $2,500, give or take. He said when his kids – I was looking on my phone trying to find what he said it was for his kids, but I think it was $25,000. What's a good we'll talk about that when we return.
Okay.
Okay. This is the on-air chat. Visiting with Trey Summers from Summers Auto Plaza. You're listening to KVOE. We're live and local.
Income is the outcome that matters most in retirement. I'm Craig Barnwell with CB Financial, and I've been in retirement and wealth planning for over 25 years. If I doubled your portfolio, that might not change your lifestyle. You'd still be you. However, if I doubled your income, that could make a significant impact on your retirement. So whether you're retired or you want to see how soon that can happen, give us a call to set up a free, no-obligation visit. You can reach us at 620-208-6777. That's 620-208-6777. Retire happy. Retire with CB Financial.
When your next project requires crushed limestone, contact Eagle Creek Quarry. Located 3 miles south of Hartford, the quarry has a variety of limestone aggregates to fit all of your personal property, construction, or ag needs. Their large loading area allows trucks to get loaded and be back on the road quickly. Call Eagle Creek Quarry at 620-392-5659. That's Eagle Creek Quarry, 620-392-5659.
Unbound Gravel is headed your way June 3rd in downtown Emporia.
How do I get in on this?
More information online at unboundgravel.com. KVOE 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, live and local.
KVOE live and local, and time now once again for a look at sports headlines. From the 24-hour KVOE newsroom and a look at all the sports you need. Here is Greg Gray.
Thank you, Sean, and good morning. The Emporia High boys golf team wrapped up their season yesterday, finishing in fifth place at the 5A state tournament. Individually for Emporia High, Caden Massey had the low score. He finished in 10th place with plus one. Hudson Souter and William Walker tied for 29th place. Nolan Jacob tied for 33rd place. Bishop Carroll won the 5A team championship. Noah Holtzman of Bishop Carroll took medalist honors. He finished 13 under par. He was 9 under 61 yesterday. At the 3A tournament, Council Grove's Drew Bookman finished in 14th place. At the 1A tournament, played at the Emporia Golf Course, South Gray won the team championship. Spencer Cooper Sullivan took medalist honors. He finished plus 12. The Kansas City Royals were winners last night, outscoring the Detroit Tigers 4-1. That ended a four-game losing skid. Royals back in action tonight as they wrap up their three-game series with the Tigers. Zach Greinke on the mound for the Royals. First pitch tonight set for 6:40. You can hear the game here on KVOE. Emporia State soccer player Mackenzie DeMarco is one of the finalists for the MIAA's Kim B. Jones Award. She is one of five finalists for the honor. The winner of the award will be announced at the annual MIAA Award celebration next month. And the Kansas State Cabbackers Tour makes its stop at Emporia today. They'll be at Emporia Fitness from noon until 2 o'clock. Headlining the event will be Kansas State football coach Chris Kleinman. That's a look at sports. I'm Greg Ray, KVOE Live and Local.
Thank you, Greg. KVOE 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, and we now return you to the on-air chat.
Hi, welcome back to the on-air chat. Final 13 minutes is Trey Summers is our guest from Summers Auto Plaza. Aaron has exited the studio to go be a city commissioner.
He's off to...
Things are tough around here. We got a moonlight.
Hey, we can do it.
Too bad he left, though, because he had some relevant information on kids' cars. But you said that's a good question. What
it was. It is a very good question.
What should mom and dad expect to spend?
You know, I remember my first car was a 1974 Volkswagen Thing. And I think, they bought it.
You in a Volkswagen?
I was in a Volkswagen Thing.
Was it a Beetle or...
It was a Thing. That was the name of the car, T-H-I-N-G.
Really?
It's a Volkswagen Thing convertible. Remember that yellow? It was a yellow Volkswagen with a black ragtop. Anyway, I don't know what they spent for it, $3,500, $3,600. And my father drove it for a few years, and he threw it in a garage and kept it till I turned 14, 15. Anyway, nowadays, you know, before COVID, I would say you could pick up a decent car for somebody in high school, a starter car, anywhere around $3,000 to $5,000, $6,000. Now the price has risen to more in the $10,000 to $18,000 range. And your $5,000 to $6,000 cars are now your $10,000 cars.
Really?
Yeah. Supply is just the older cars have disappeared.
You know, I learned as a parent, though, I actually told you wrong. I told you that we bought a Camaro, a six-cylinder Camaro that had belonged to a preacher. That was our second car. The first car was some kind of a Pontiac, kind of a little sports car.
And after the Fiero? Firebird?
It wasn't that fancy. it was a mama's car.
Okay, like a Sunfire car. Or something, huh?
Yeah, I think that was it. But... after we'd replaced the transmission and I had to help start it on cold mornings two or three times, we decided we needed to upgrade.
That's all it took.
we bought that Camaro. Brady drove it for 3 years. TJ was 16 at that point, gave it to him for 3 years, gave it to Jamie. Of course, Jamie wouldn't drive it for 3 years. We traded it off. But it was a very certain. But
I'd say that's money well spent.
Money. I bet the advice you give people is the advice Craig Agler gave me, and that is spend a little more money and be a lot happier with your vehicle.
That's true. That's true. You know, you got to remember mechanical parts, they're getting old just like all of us. The older we get, the less our parts work. We wear them out. We run everything through our shop, and we fix everything that is broken. Wear down, needs replaced. Now, that doesn't mean that there's not something that's going to show up eventually that's going to show wear and tear. So,
but you will let people know. They don't necessarily have to let you replace the whatever it is, filter or something.
Oh, no. If it's sitting on my lot, it's already been done. We run full diagnostics. We run through brakes, rotors, suspension. If we see a leak... that's another one of my OC things. Now, I've learned through experience that my guys all sit back there with iPads. When a vehicle comes in that we purchase or traded for, they go through inside, outside, and underneath. And if there is any blemish, dent, chip, leak, anything that is not the way the part
looked when it came out of the factory. They take pictures of it, and then they give me the diagnostic. So we have a full – I have a full
– So I might – if you were working on my car, I might get a text from you with a picture of it.
If we – yes, if we find something – if you say, hey, Trey, I need my oil change that's in there, and we get under there and we find a shock or something that is – that's leaking or you have a problem, we will – they will take pictures. We'll send it to you. We'll say, hey, Steve, this is what's going on with your vehicle. This is what it's going to cost to fix it. If you want us to do it, say yes. If you don't, push no, and we'll give it back to you. And we'll have your service done.
Okay, one more question before we talk about classic cars, and that is, tell us about your inventory in terms of while we were off air. Aaron asked you about, said, do you have an ATV for sale?
Oh!
You sell ATVs? Do you sell boats? Do you sell anything that rolls?
I will sell anything that rolls, absolutely. If somebody wants to trade it in, I do have a UTV. It's a 2018 Polaris 1000 Turbo. This is a custom build. It's kind of, it was something that I had a heavy metal build for me. It was one of mine. It was, I'm 6'3". I was 6'3 and a half. I seem to be shrinking the older I get. And I could not fit in a two-seater UTV. My knees would be right up into the dash. It was uncomfortable. Well, a lot of my friends were in the UTV thing. So Troy built me a, this UTV, so it's made. They took a foot off of a four-seater. You know, he rebuilt the frame, had the roll bar all rebuilt. We customized everything. Has a five-speaker system in it. Has rugged radio intercom system for you and your passenger. Has one where you can talk to the guys riding with you. All the top-end stuff, we've replaced every hose and spring and suspension, and it's quite the deal. But it's made to fit guys that are 6'2 to 7 foot. So it's kind of a specialty type. Now I'm always looking for those kinds of UTVs. I have a customer right now that's looking for a Polaris. So we are constantly on the look to find those types of things right now as well, whether it be Harley Davidson's.
Is this thing for sale?
Yeah, it is for sale.
How much is an UTV? Customized UTV.
A customized UTV is in excess of $45,000.
You're kidding.
No, it's pretty expensive. It costs a lot for labor to have them build up those frames and do all that.
A kid's ATV several years ago as a Christmas present, but it was more like $4,500.
An Odyssey. Right. And Harley Davidson's, we have a V-Rod there. We just sold an 883 Sportster. We've had Heritage Classics. We do have a 2015 CVO Limited that is loaded and with a ton of extras. It also has a detachable tour pack on it, so it can be a full dresser with the full seat for your partner in the back with the suitcase on it, or you could take it off and it'd be a street glide for around town. And it's a limited edition. It's very few of them made.
How long do you have to wait to get service? Not on an ATV, but if I want an oil change or what I call an oil change, which is full service, what's the lead time?
Typically, we can get you in same day, but it's never more than a day out.
Okay, let's talk about classic cars.
Classic cars.
Is it a Model A or a Model T?
I have a 1926 Model T. I bought it in July of last year. It was a charity auction. It was for a nonprofit company or nonprofit down in Wichita. They were called Wichita's Littlest Heroes, and what they do is they provide hope. I pulled this off their mission statement. They provide hope, help, and happiness to medically fragile children ages 0 to 18 in the Kansas area who are battling different life-threatening medical conditions throughout free fun events, camps, financial assistance, art therapy, and online support. And at the time, they were also dealing with a lot of
autistic. They were trying to get some autistic kids.
Obviously, got to,
to
your,
go to
got to your heart.
You know, you did. It pulled on my heartstrings, and they were trying to get some autistic kids to go to camp and do some fun things that, that kids that don't have these special needs have. And I just couldn't help but to.
That's better than help. A tray of cupcakes.
It was.
You don't even.
It was. It was. However, I realized that, and I thought, you know, this is a great cause. I'll end up with an antique, and we can put it in our parades in Emporia and eventually sell it, and, you know, whatever we decide to do with it. Then we got it back here, and we ended up realizing that it was not parade-worthy because they, when they were originally made, they were made on a gravity-fed type cooling system. So we had to add a fan motor. We replaced the fan belt was leather. They're originally leather. So it looked like a belt that you took
it
off your waist.
The original fan belt?
Oh, had, I don't know if it had the original, but it had an old, it looked like the original fan belt.
You can get a leather fan belt?
You can get a leather fan belt. So, but we did take that off because we did put a fan motor on it. We updated the belt. We added a water pump because, like I said, gravity fed, it was overheating. Anytime you'd stop and sit there for a while, it would overheat. It on the nose of it, you'll see it has a big metal piece. That, back in the day, they would hang horse feed bags and they'd fill them with water and they'd poke holes in the back and they'd hang in front of the radiator. And as, on hot days, as they drove, the water would drip into the radiator and keep the engine cool. I found that out through some of my older friends that had apparently heard about it. I asked them what it was like back in those days and they told me very funny. But we also added a thermostat. And then since we were vested this far, we went ahead and took the manifolds off, and we had them milled down so that we would remove any kind of heat warp that they might have had. And then we, you know, put in the gaskets back then were all copper. So we ordered copper gaskets, put those back in. We rebuilt the carburetor. And
so it's parade-worthy now?
It's parade. You know, I drove it down to the car show last Saturday, back and forth, and it was a challenge. Just because I was very unfamiliar how to drive that thing. It drove very unlike any car I've ever driven.
Kind of like my brother has a 63 Corvette, and I hadn't driven it. We were in Texas a couple of years ago.
Uh-huh.
And he said, why don't you drive? And I got in, and then I realized it didn't have power steering.
Oh, really?
Yo.
Well, this, the throttle's on the column. Throttle's like, it kind of drove like a tractor. So the column, the right column shifter is your throttle. Your left shifter is your timing. Your left pedal in the middle is your clutch.
You got three pedals?
It has three pedals, but on the left pedal, you have to push it right in the middle. There's your clutch. All the way down is low gear. Then you let it all the way out. It's high gear.
Shift gears with them.
And then in the middle is reverse. And then on the right is your brake. Well, I think people back then were probably an average of 4 foot tall because the the floorboard is not more than 6 or 8 inches.
It.
So I drove, I sat in the middle and I drove it with 1 foot. It was, I look like the Clampett's coming to town when I pulled into.
Well,
commercial.
People with parades and shows and stuff will be, your Model T is going to be in demand.
You know, yes, I hope so. My wife was going to do that. She wasn't filling up to it on Saturday, but so I jumped in.
One of my dad's favorite stories was when he met my mom down in Madison, and he was buying a Model T, and he had to make payments to get the down payment. And he said it was the first and only easy payment plan he got involved in. But before he got it, or maybe before it got delivered, maybe they used to go, when they'd go out on dates, they'd go to the showroom and sit in the car.
Oh, really?
And dream.
Oh, that's great.
So, Trey, this has been fun.
Steve, it's been wonderful. Thank you very much for this opportunity.
Well, Summers Auto Plaza, what's that address?
2026 West 6th Avenue, Emporia, Kansas.
Out where the traffic's a little treacherous right now.
Right across from Guion's, yeah. We're throwing a summer special. I did want to throw this out for all of our new customers that are coming in for oil changes. We're giving you a standard oil change that averages between $53 and $68.
I'm going to have to charge you.
Yes, I know. I know. I'll leave some money on the table. But we are giving you the promotion is a free upgrade to a premium plus service, which gives you our full inspection, and we top everything off and give you a full printout.
Phone number?
620
794-4040.
Trey Summers has been our guest here on the On Air Chat. So we talk about Summers Auto Plaza. We also talked about the Wayman family. We've had a good time.
We have had a great time. It's great to reminisce.
All made possible by Bruce Davis Construction for commercial dirt work, demolition, dirt hauling, and more. Call Bruce Davis Construction. That phone number is 620-342-5001. And if you want to retire happy, retire with CB Financial. That'd be Craig Barnwell at 517 West 6th Avenue, right here in E-Town. Talk of Emporia is next. You're listening to KVOE. We are live and local.
Since 1939, news, weather, and sports. KVOE 14.